Oshkosh Truck has signed a $1 million deal with the Beijing airport. The company will build two snow removal trucks. That comes on top of a deal to sell China 6 emergency vehicles as it prepares to host the Olympics next year. Governor Doyle also went to the world's largest hospital to unveil new radiation equipment provided by Wisconsin-based TomoTherapy. With China as the world's fastest-growing economy, Doyle says the country abounds with opportunity for Wisconsin's advanced manufacturers and biotech firms.
Very few of their hospitals even have x-rays, much less MRIs, or much less the highly sophisticated radiation, TomoTherapy's radiation equipment. So the potential is enormous. Airports, the airports are expanding dramatically in China. I mean, it's quite amazing to see. Every place you go is a brand new airport.
Besides manufacturing, Doyle also met with the Chinese education minister. UW-Platteville has signed an agreement to host Chinese exchange students, and Doyle says the school is setting up a Confucius Institute,
which will involve faculty members of both from China coming to Platteville, as well as Platteville faculty members involved in the study and teaching of Chinese culture and Chinese language.
The governor's office says China is Wisconsin's third largest export market. Exports to that country rose nearly 30% last year over 2005. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.